This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, to include our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website for the show, going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, the president said that he wants an even bigger stimulus than what the Democrats have offered so far, seeming to undercut his own negotiators by, and by the way, they had prepared a $1.8 trillion offer to make to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to go along with her $2.4 trillion, if you will. And the president said that I'd like to see a bigger stimulus package, frankly, than either the Democrats or Republicans are offering. This, of course, puts him in the exact opposite direction from his earlier stances. So what's going on here?
I think what you're really speaking of is when it was at 1.6. So when it went to 1.8, that's when he, yesterday afternoon, approved of that. So that is where the restart of the talks are happening, is at 1.8. Now, the big sticking point is, and the president and Mnuchin will not go for anything in a stimulus that is going to bail out cities and states, period, end of report. I mean, you can do education, you can do a lot of other things, but it won't be to bail them out because they were mismanaged, you know, in spite of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. I think it has still the $400 or maybe $600, I'm not sure, of the unemployment and the $1,200 payment going to individuals. So beyond that, we have to necessarily relook at the details.
Okay.
There has been a restart at 1.8.
Now, we had a report that Black Lives Matter has changed a little bit of the way they're operating. They are now actively targeting Christian athletes, Christian coaches, and Christian colleges.
Correct. That's where they're going to be heading next. And so I would say that some of these schools that have sports teams had better necessarily be careful too, including, I would say, Clemson. I mean, it's really quite remarkable to me that we keep talking about white supremacy when in fact Antifa, most of them are white.
Mm-hmm.
But we now have reverse discrimination that's going on. But if you look at, again, if you look at the Black Lives Matter website, I mean, they're truly a Marxist operation, and
yep.
now to attack, you know, religious, organizations and or based, companies and like, Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, where are the politicians? Where are the Democrat politicians speaking out against it? Hello, Kamala.
Well, they aren't, and she's not gonna.
Well, I mean,
I know.
It's like we're trying to force them to give an answer on court packing. They need to be forced to give an answer on Black Lives Matter.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And by the way, we're not going to defund the police. We aren't going to do that. What is reallocating of funds that would go to a police department called?
Well, but they're already defunding.
Of course they are.
I mean, they're, you know, they're yeah. one and the same. It's kind of like, yeah. you know, New York. They took out $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you defunded them by $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
and you reallocated those monies to what is still
well,
to be determined.
Some of it went to city departments that had nothing to do with law enforcement or even helping out people with coronavirus or education to balance their budgets. That's where some of it went.
Correct. I told you that the other day.
That's correct.
Education, mm-hmm. but you know, they can't pay their own bills. And the federal government is not going to help them.
Right.
So I would say, and that's New York City. So maybe that could be an interesting model because, you know, you have other cities in the state of New York that may, be balancing their budgets and managing, you know, their own treasuries very well. Now, are they going to want to step up and have to pay for the malfeasance of Mayor de Blasio? Let that be, a model for how we're sitting here trying to tell Nancy, no.
And how?
You know, Florida doesn't want to go bail out California, mm-hmm. and Iowa
right.
doesn't want to bail out Illinois.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast across the country on your radio dial and the Internet and the satellite and all that good stuff. Many of you hear us at various times in the weekend. So thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness foods company. That means they got vitamins and all kinds of health products there for you. And I'll tell you what, if for a limited time, you can save 35%. On your order. Order whatever you want. And then go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. How about trying out the fruits and veggie capsules that are working so good for me? Now, give them a call at 800-246-8751 if you want to speak to a health coach. Otherwise, just go online to balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You'll save 35% on your order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. Either way, get it done. You're going to find out it'll work really, really, really good for you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have our resident question asker on the telephone line. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Hello, Captain. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you about this. I saw there's a key poll that came out that's saying that 56% of people feel they are better off now than they were 4 years ago.
Correct.
And how do you feel this, does this bolster the fact that you think that Trump is really doing better in the polls than is commonly reported?
Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Captain, was do you feel that your perception of how we're doing in the polls is to some degree affected by the fact that your interaction is primarily with conservative rather than the Democratic demographic?
I'm glad you're asking. I'm glad you're asking. Okay, first of all, my conversations and where I get my information comes from both sides of the aisle including libertarians and independents and people that say they've never voted and they're never going to vote for anybody, those people. So I put all the different factions into work when I'm talking to people. And when I go to events, I meet people from all sides of the aisle. Now, as far as what I'm seeing, I go by the numbers. And what he just said, Denise, about the perception people are better off than they were, that is a great indicator as to the fact where this vote may be going.
Well, yes. Now, this was as 56% was as of September.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I would say it's pretty current now. It would be interesting to break it down and determine what they feel better about. It appears that it's economic and wages.
Mm-hmm.
This was certainly, you know, in the throes of all things pandemic. It also would be interesting to see where this came from. I mean, you know, how many states or, you know, what that sampling is. But I would say that a lot of people are very happy with where the United States was because of Trump going into the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them truly, you know, some of them are still mad for, you know, I think that their anger is misguided on how the federal government handled the pandemic. I've said that a million times. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
They truly believe that he can get us there again. Well, I think Pelosi knows that, too. And that is the reason that they haven't come up with this, you know, last stimulus plan. She doesn't want him going into November with any more positive numbers than
right.
Is indicated. So if you don't think that this isn't political, then you know, you need to rethink it. So when you see these polls that, you know, Biden could handle the pandemic better, how do you know? I mean, because everything that he has proposed, Trump has already done.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that, you know, he is showing allegedly even when it comes to all things economy. It's impossible
mm-hmm.
because he's never done anything in that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember several years ago when we heard about things like, the shrimp treadmill and the turtle
yes.
tunnels?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? That came from the major stimulus under the Obama administration, when Obama put Joe Biden in charge of those monies.
Wonderful.
And that's what we got. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And why these Republicans are not saying that about Joe Biden is remarkable to me. They're saying, you know, he's out there taking credit for saving the automobile industry. Well, he really didn't do that.
No.
I mean, there's no truth to that.
No.
But in the meantime, we got, you know, all these other ridiculous, you know, spending things that happened, you know, that we couldn't believe. Like, you know, we put shrimp on treadmills.
Yeah. Now, Eric in Seminole is asking you a question. He says, what is your opinion regarding the alleged Durham investigation that after several years it's only produced one guilty plea, and that's Kleinsmith? And then he goes on to say, do you think that any person of any consequence will be indicted, charged, or they'll ever find anything?
I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed that we couldn't have put something out, and it couldn't have come out. I mean, that it didn't come out at the end of September. You know, there could have been a status report or whatever else. And I'm tired of hearing the fact that, you know, we had you know, we had the lockdown, and that put some sand in his gears. Okay, well, I do know that he's actually prosecuting many other cases besides
yeah.
this. He's not, his office isn't working just exclusively on all things Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at four or five cases that had come out of his office yesterday. But I'm disappointed. And Trump is disappointed. I think that there is enough someplace Those of the FBI might be a little shaky yet, but I would say that we have some things where we actually hired some pretty nasty people to be part of all things Russiagate. That, you know, Perkins Coie invited in a lot of foreign money. Anyway.
Well, all the Solyndra money, too, right? $500 million?
Well, that has nothing to do with Durham. But,
okay.
I will say this, that pay attention to the State Department, because Mike Pompeo came out yesterday, and they apparently do have a pile, a large pile of never-released-before Hillary emails that he said would be released before the election.
Yes. That's going to be wild. I can't wait to see that stuff. And Hillary already is talking, you know, quaking in her boots and all that good stuff. Now,
well, we don't know if she is or not.
Well, there was a report that came out from one of her people that said it's just a bunch of nonsense. Okay, the Presidential Commission has scrapped the October 15th debate altogether amidst the battle over the format change. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, that's just the very next debate. Now, we still have the other one. I think it was, what, on the 27th or 29th or something?
29th, I think.
Okay.
Yep. And let's go with the 25th Amendment here, because this is kind of fascinating. How about if we use the 25th Amendment against Nancy Pelosi and some of her actions and comments?
Well, you can't. But,
I know, but maybe we could make an exception. No, I'm being facetious. But here's the deal. Go ahead.
Let me say this, though. It's kind of an interesting point that I don't think that anybody has brought up, because she's third in line to the succession of the president.
Right.
Only on a temporary basis. But we know that I think Kevin McCarthy and a few others in the House have tried to have her removed as speaker.
Right.
Which means, if that is even, and it would never go anywhere, but maybe go to the other angle, the one that she just used in the 25th Amendment, that she is so obsessed being anti-Trump and anti-Republican, by the way, not just Trump, but anti-Republican, that she is not thinking clearly out of obsession, and that she should, in fact, be removed, not necessarily as speaker, but in the line of succession.
Yep. Well, I said yesterday, before all this stuff started later on in the day, I said it in the morning, that maybe this has something to do with removing Biden from office and replacing him with Kamala Harris. Yep, there you go. All right, I'll be back on Monday with you, so you have yourself a great weekend there, kiddo. Hi, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. In the meantime, we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100-mile-per-hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the Commission on Presidential Debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is indeed time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy does have 2 campuses where you can learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at in a minute. But first, we got to hear from the National Aviation Academy, tell you all about themselves. And here we go.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside the city of Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa on one side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side. Now, what you need to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their facilities. Pick the one that's closest to you and then take a tour and make your decision based on what you see. You are going to love what you see. You're going to love what you hear, because the National Aviation Academy, definitely, if I had to start over again, okay, that's where I'd be. That's where I'd be, because of the pay that I knew I was going to get, the benefits that I knew I was going to get, and I would always have a job because of my certification as an aviation maintenance tech. It's that good. Check them out. NAA.edu or the number 800-659-2080. Now, it's expected the current president, Donald Trump, would stay on his path to modernizing all three legs of the nuclear arsenal, something that that has bipartisan support in Congress despite growing budget pressure. But we're not really sure where Biden stands on all of this because their policy on his side of the aisle, and especially the squad, they don't want to put a lot of money in the military and Homeland Security. They want to do all these social programs. So be careful what you wish for there, some of you folks on the military side of the aisle. This is not going to end nicely for you guys. Now, with the deputy chiefs of two services testing positive for COVID-19 and many members of the Joint Chiefs quarantining at home in case of exposure, the head of the Defense Health Agency said that the Defense Department's health system is ready with therapeutics to treat any serious coronavirus infections. By the way, 20 years ago, it was a typical steamy morning in Yemen when the USS Cole eased past the At-Tawawi Point and the container port. Remember when they got hit by that attack, that pontoon boat that came in there with the explosives and killed a bunch of our people 20 years ago? By the way, the president suggested that he may have contracted coronavirus from, of all things, families of fallen troops during a White House event late last month, but many are thinking that that's not it, that it was the big thing that he had for the Supreme Court justice because of the time factor. And eventually we may know, or we may not, because I think there was a super spreader in the midst. Who it was, don't know. And someone asked me the other day, could you take germs from the virus and just put them down on the floor or tap them down that way or something like that and get it to do the same thing? Well, the answer is yes. I'm not sure that happened, but the answer is yes. Now, Germany's system of counting people infected with the coronavirus excludes communities with thousands of U.S. service members and their families, while informal agreements with local governments keep the military case totals obscured from public view. That's kind of interesting. I did not know that. Also, U.S. Marines and Japan's new amphibious brigade will practice amphibious landings on islands off the coast of Japan as part of the drills this month involving 46,000 troops from both nations. That's going to be a big deal. The Navy has also deployed the infrared search and track sensor pod right now on the F-A-18F Super Hornet strike fighters currently deployed in the Persian Gulf region. Now, that gives them a one-up, if you will, on the Iranians. We'll see how that plays out. Hopefully they won't have to use that. And what's going to happen with all these troops that we hear may be coming back from Afghanistan? I don't think we're going to bring back all the troops from Afghanistan. I don't see how we can do that. We have to leave troops there because of the embassy. We can't just leave the embassy high and dry with 50 or 100 Marines or even 150 Marines. That would be tactical suicide. 1,000's a different story. Even 1,500. So somebody is going to still be in Afghanistan. Same for Iraq, unless we shut down the embassy and pull out. And if we do that, then that would be shades of what happened with Barack Obama. You lose your intelligence features and capabilities. Can't do it. Too much stuff going on. Now, the latest plan to overhaul the Defense Department's hidebound systems for procuring weapons, goods, and services is now underway, with the emphasis on speed from design to fielding, as well as cutting maintenance costs. That's what the Pentagon is telling us. Now, the Office of Personnel Management has authorized an emergency leave transfer program for federal employees impacted by Hurricane Laura, which was struck the coast of Louisiana late August, and also by the California wildfires. Now, you're going to have Hurricane Delta that's striking the same areas that we had Hurricane Laura in. What's going to happen there? Don't know. The Navy unveiled the new first vessel of their guided missile frigate class of ships. It's going to be called the Constellation, becoming the fifth ship of the Navy history to carry the name. I think there was an aircraft carrier by the name of Constellation years ago. And Navy inspectors are finding right now in Pascagoula, Mississippi, they're finding serious technical issues across all three U.S. Navy ship classes being built at Ingalls Shipbuilding in Pascagoula, Mississippi, back in 2018 and 19. Doesn't speak well for them if they can't get that corrected quick. We'll see what happens. By the way, if you're going to the Naval Academy or know somebody that is, the Naval Academy spring semester will feature no spring break, but an extended winter holiday instead as part of the institution's plan to keep staff and midshipmen safe during the coronavirus pandemic. And things can change. What's going on today might not even, in fact, be what's going on at Christmas. We'll see. Starship Troopers, you say? Well, maybe. Transcom and SpaceX Accord does raise the policy's eyebrows, and Transcom linked a new partnership with SpaceX and XARC to study whether or not cargo and people could rapidly be transported to hotspots via spacecraft. It's got both air power and space analysts shaking their heads, both in admiration and skepticism. Starship Troopers would be what they would be called. That's something. So, Captain Kirk, beam me up. All right. What's this? Oh, possibly the swabs they were tested everyone with for coronavirus was tainted with the virus. Well, you know, that's possible. That's very possible. There's all kinds of possibilities here, but something screwy went on. You don't get 35, 36 people all at the same time within days of each other coming down with this stuff. But anyway, I'll be right back. Beach and boarding forecast coming up. A couple other things. We'll wrap it up for the weekend, and then I'll tell you where I'm going to be today. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. As we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves and however and wherever you're listening to us this weekend, thank you so very much.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know we're going to be talking about the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, all of Tampa Bay. And I'll expand it out a little bit today, too, since we got the tropical storm that came ashore as a hurricane, Delta. Today and this weekend, it'll be partly sunny. We'll have a few afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be breezy in the morning. Right here where I'm at, winds out of the southeast, 15 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. They'll turn to the south and they'll calm down a little bit, anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be up most of the day, 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. Gulf and bay water temperature right here, 84 degrees. High tide coming at 7:15 a.m. Low tide coming this afternoon at 4:09 p.m. And don't forget, with the beach and boating forecast, we always tell you about the Freedom Boat Club and what they can do. Because you don't have to own a boat to have a lot of fun out there in the water. You can join the Freedom Boat Club and take all the worries of owning a boat and all the things you have to do out of the picture and get out on a boat anytime you want to call them up and reserve one. Now, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Since all of us have been advised to keep our distance, we can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with our friends and family as we sun sanitize too. So here's what you do. You give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. Make a reservation. Fill up your cooler. And in minutes, you're going to be out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine, sun sanitizing too. Now, the best part about all this, they have reciprocity. Now, while we here in the Tampa Bay area have the largest location of any of the Freedom Boat Club locations, 29 locations, over 500 boats, there's 232 across the country. You can join here and you can go anywhere in the system. They've even got 3 in Canada and 3 in France. Yep, parlez-vous français. So check them out online, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to find out that that's going to get you some preferential treatment. And that's what you are, a preferential person. All right, now again, Tropical Storm Delta, which is now a tropical storm. Maximum sustained winds are down to 45 miles an hour. Soon it'll be a depression. It's kicked down from where it was to a tropical storm status. But the problem that's going to continue is rain. Lots of it. Lots of it. Now, the key messages for Delta, storm surge, they'll continue, but it'll subside later today down there along the coast. Rainfall, northern Louisiana, southeast Arkansas, western Mississippi. You're going to get 2 to 5 inches of rain generally, but there'll be some totals of 10 to 12 inches, could be even some more. Of course, you're going to have flash and urban and small stream and minor stream flooding too. And as it continues to move in and hit the middle Atlantic region, you'll have 1 to 3 inches in most areas, 2 to 5 in others. There's a potential for up to 6 inches in some parts of the Appalachians, southern Appalachians, which is really going to screw things up there. And, of course, tornadoes are always possible with this type of system. So eastern Mississippi, Alabama, Florida Panhandle, western and central Georgia, you could be seeing some of that. But other than that, we dodged another bullet where I'm at, and this is the fourth storm that's come ashore in that area of Louisiana this year. Wow. Unbelievable. Now, very quickly here, before we run out of time, the president is coming back to Florida to have a big old rally. Yep, big old rally come Monday. On Monday, he'll be in Sanford at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. He'll be pulling up to a hangar there at 2841 Flightline Boulevard. The doors will open to get in at 4 p.m. The event will start at 7 p.m. President Donald Trump, Make America Great Again rally in Sanford, Florida, Monday. Now, tomorrow, in Tampa, Donald Trump Jr. kicks off a Fighters Against Socialism bus tour. Donald Trump Jr., UFC superstar Jorge Masvidal, and Maximo Alvarez for the Fighters Against Socialism kickoff. That starts Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors will open at 9:30 a.m. at the Tampa Convention Center downtown at 333 South Franklin Street. So you can be there for that. Monday, the Second Lady, Karen Pence, comes to Tampa. She will be at a Operation Make America Great Again event at Tabela's at Delaney Creek, 5818 Causeway Boulevard in Tampa. Doors open at 10:30. The event starts at 11:30. So, The campaign is out and at it. And that's good.
That's good.
Speaking of being out and at it, let me tell you about my buddies at Moss Acura. Now, I had the opportunity of being able to ride test drive at Moss Acura not too long ago. And let me just tell you about the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Group. It's Moss Acura. M-A-U-S is Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. The RDX SUV, which is what I was driving, is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, Apple CarPlay. A very exquisite car. Seats have the feel of buttery leather. The hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. And the RDX has got a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic transmission, plenty of pickup and perk up and go. And the best news is Moss Acura gives you the highest level of customer service that Moss Nissan stores are famous for. And every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and even more added values, too. Now, you serve, you save. Remember that? All veterans, active military, first responders, church pastors. You serve, you save. You're treated like a royalty. And the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Right next door to Moss Nissan. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, it's going to save you another $500 on your vehicle. $500. And today, I'm going to be up at Craig Gross's place for lunch. I'll be up there at the Patriots Barbecue and Grill about 1 o'clock. If you want to join me, feel free to stop on by. Food is good. People are friendly. Of course, if you want to play a little golf, you can do that too. Myself, I can throw the ball as far as some people can hit it, and I quit playing a while ago. By the way, hello there, George Godfather. How you doing, my friend? I just realized that you're there, and Eric and everybody in the chat room. Appreciate everybody, Steve in Thailand, that's been chiming in tonight over there, as well as Cousin Vinny. Al up in Nebraska, all you folks that were in there, and let's see, let me just get a quick wrap here on who's there before I have to disappear. Okay, Eric, Steve in Thailand, George the Godfather, Richard the Marine, Amanda's been in there, Sam the Paperman, Bill Sibio, and Lynn up in Cape Cod was in there just a second ago. So I want to thank all of you, and maybe I'll see some of you for lunch. How's that? That would be nice. Up there at Patriots Barbecue and Grill at Tarpon Woods. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Captain America Third Watch signing out for the weekend. I'll be back Monday morning at 2 a.m. See ya!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.